Now we're in the cloud. Okay. This is Build a Better Business, and we're talking today about our free offers. And I get so excited about this because this is at the top of your funnel. And this is what is going to entice folks to tap in and ultimately buy something from you. So the first thing I want to ask everyone, what is the last thing you clicked on? Whether it was on Facebook, any type of social media, whether it was an email that someone sent to you, wherever you find your information, whether you're just, you know, maybe out in the internet Googling something or searching for something, whatever search engine you use, and you ran across something and said, I think I'm going to check that out, and you clicked on it. What was the last thing that you clicked on? Debbie, how about you? I know you buy programs and you've done seminars. What is the last thing you clicked on?
Honestly, I have gotten back into the habit of watching Darren Daly and John Maxwell. They do their 1 minute things. And lately, you know, for 2 weeks now, they have been, it's been amazing for me. And I'm so glad that I started back into it. I used to do it a while ago, but I haven't for a long time.
Now, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
I apologize. I had to step out for a second. What is it that you clicked on, Debbie?
Let's pick one and dive a little deeper. What one is really resonating with you, Debbie?
They both have been relating to the same thing. But let's do John Maxwell because you're familiar with it.
Okay, so John Maxwell, where did you find this to click on it? And you're talking about his 1 minute with Maxwell's. Where did you find it?
I get an email every day.
So it came in an email. Okay, so lesson number one, make sure you start creating your email list. Okay. How many have an email list? Yes. Estella, do you have an email list already?
Not really.
Now, Debbie,
I kind of do, but it's not what it needs to be. I'll just say that. I put something in HubSpot.
You know what? It doesn't matter if you've only got 10 people on your email list. Email list of any kind, that's a start. Now, Debbie gets this email. She sees Minute with Maxwell and she clicks on it. Now, Debbie, what made you click on that? What are the things that you know that made you click on that link?
Well,
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, but just bear with me.
It's okay. He started two weeks ago. He has been picking, he has been picking words and describing them. Now, as I just clicked on it for today, it says commitment. So what he'll do is he'll talk about commitment. I mean, he's done great words and they're encouraging, they're faith-based, you know, He's helping you create a leader within you.
Now, I'm going to paint a little bit of a picture here and get into the psychology of it a little bit. So number one, Debbie gets this email. So it's readily available. It drops right into her inbox. Number two, she already knows, likes, and trusts John Maxwell because she has seen his content. Okay, so lesson number one, do we have an email list? Lesson number two, are we putting content out there so folks can get to know, like, and trust us? The best way to do that is podcasting, be a guest, blogging, social media posts. We all get it. Do we have some content out there so that folks get to know, like, and trust us? Number three, there was no risk to Debbie to click on that. He wasn't asking her for an email, because he already has that. It dropped into her email box. He wasn't asking her to pay anything. He wasn't asking her to even give a lot of time. This is a minute with Maxwell, a minute. So as you're scrolling through your emails, you're thinking, oh, I can listen to this for a minute, because we all are busy. We all have a big list of things we're supposed to be doing in our day. And all of a sudden this drops in and we're thinking, I'm just going to clear up my emails. And so you scroll through and it's a minute with Maxwell. You're thinking, I can invest a minute. And now Debbie has found value in this minute with Maxwell. So am I safe to say, Debbie, that now you look forward to whatever his word of the day is to get a little inspiration?
Definitely.
So what you see is happening is he is making Debbie a fan because of his consistency. And so Debbie is now not only going to click on his minute with Maxwell, but when asked what is inspiring her, that's the person she chose to share with us. How many times might the person that is following you going to share you with someone else when asked, who is your person that's inspiring you? Mm-hmm. You see where I'm going with this? So you have to have some sort of a freebie that is at no risk to the consumer, the reader, the listener. It's something you have to make it super easy for them to connect with you. And you want it to bring so much value that they keep tapping in. So think on that. So think on that. So let's move on around the room. Ruth, what was the last thing you clicked on?
I don't remember.
How about something that Wendy's doing? What did you click on there?
Oh, I clicked on the link to do the planner thing on Friday. That was okay. This morning. So yes, I did do that.
I did the same thing. Now, let's talk about that. First of all, how did you know about it?
She told us in Clubhouse. She was talking about it in Clubhouse. And she had the link up there ready to click on.
Okay. And did you have to pay anything or do anything? Was it pretty painless to click on that?
Yes.
And she did ask for an email, your name and email, to get the link.
Right.
But you didn't feel offended because you already know, like, and trust Wendy. Mm-hmm. And so you were ready to click on that to find out what this was all about on Friday. And it was really very low risk to you because you already know that she brings value. And how do you know that she brings value?
Because I've been in some of her things. In fact, with this one, I've already been in these monthly programs. So it was just a matter of putting it on my calendar, basically.
So again, over time, Ruth has become a fan of Wendy's over time because Wendy shows up every day. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you showing up every day? And I'm asking myself too. Sometimes it's late at night and I've had a long day and I'm like, oh, I haven't posted yet. I need to post something. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to go out to the office. So I do it on my phone. It's like, okay, I'm already in my PJs. I've got guests in the house. I don't want to like try to get through the parlor where the guests are out to my office. Mark has promised me a door directly from the bedroom to the kitchen, but he hasn't done that yet. The doorway, but he hasn't done that yet. So I have to go through the parlor to get back out to the kitchen, which is where my office is. And so once I get my shower and get ready for bed, I really try not to go back out around the guests because, you know, my PJs are probably like everyone else's, you know, it's got the hole in the pants and the ratty t-shirt collar and, you know, and so I'm not exactly presentable in front of my guests. Like, I'm your host. So I, yeah, thanks. Yeah. I get that, Debbie, like, oh, here I am. And so I do it on my phone. And so sometimes being consistent is more important than the content. Let me just say that being consistent is sometimes more important than the content. Now, I'm not saying content's not important. I'm just saying that being consistent is sometimes more important. Not all the time. You have to have some good quality content in there. Mm-hmm. Okay. But Wendy is consistent. That's, and again, she's made a decision to be consistent. She made that decision that she was going to show up every morning on Clubhouse. And I know there are days that she doesn't feel like coming on. I can hear it in her voice some days that she's distracted, that she's got something going on in the background, but she shows up anyway. And so the consistency is the key. Ruth has become a fan. Ruth has clicked through on a couple of the programs, and Wendy delivers the value. And so now when Wendy says, click this link, we're going to do this call on Friday. And I was the same, I'm in the same spot as Ruth. We both immediately went to the link and clicked through because we're like, okay, we're in for two reasons. Number one, there's going to be value in it for us. And number two, we've made a decision to support Wendy because she has turned us into fans. Just like Debbie has turned into a fan of Minute with Maxwell. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it making sense to us? So email list is the first thing we learned today. The second thing is to be consistent and now come up with what you want folks to click on that is no skin in the game for them. It's easy. It's non-committal. They can just try you out. See what they think about what you're doing. You're trying to get more folks to start down that funnel, if you will, into your more expensive products. But at this point, you just want them to kind of join in. And the Clubhouse is a great freebie. We're going to list a bunch of freebies here in a minute, so I won't get into that just yet. Estella, what is the last thing that you actually clicked on? Oh, you're on mute. There you go.
Well, a couple of things. One was a series called The Millionaire Within Her.
Okay.
And through an email, I saw it. I'd seen it last year through an email. It was so phenomenal last year. This year, I was like, when I saw it, I'm like, I just clicked on it. And the other one was... I was diagnosed with osteopenia. And so this lady, I've been kind of following her, but not really. She had a seminar or webinar or something that's coming up about that. And so I clicked on that.
All right. Now, two great points there. And Estella, tell us what is that condition? Tell us what it is. I'm not familiar with it.
Like osteoporosis, but it's the precursor to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I get it. Two points that she made. Number one, she saw an email a year ago. And when she saw it again this year, she clicked on it. And here's the story I like to tell. How many times have I driven down the street in my little city and I see, you know, this great little coffee shop. And I love to go to coffee shops and sit and visit. I love to meet folks. If I'm doing a meetup, I love to say, oh, let's meet at the coffee shop. And so, cause I get tired of looking at my own house, especially through all of the closures and, you know, so I'm ready to go, you know, sit at a coffee shop and, you know, just have the busyness going on around me. And so I'll see a cute little coffee shop, little independently owned, not a Starbucks, not a chain, but just a little independent coffee shop. And I'll think, oh, there's another coffee shop. I got to go there. And, you know, 6 months goes by and our lives get crazy. We know how it is. And then 9 months goes by. And finally, I have a free Saturday afternoon and my girlfriend wants to get together. And I go, let's go to that coffee shop. And she's like, okay, we go over there and they're closed because they didn't hold out long enough. They didn't have the long game. They didn't have either the finances or the confidence or the staffing or the skill set. Something was missing. They didn't have the tenaciousness to hang in there long enough for people to find them. So do you not have the tenaciousness to hang in there long enough for people to find you? I cannot tell you the number of times that I've gone out to a restaurant or to a social event here locally, and someone that I have no clue who they are will come up to me and say, I've been following you for 2 years. And I'm like, who are you? They haven't clicked on anything. They haven't attended anything. They haven't bought anything. But you know what? They're watching. And one day, when my message aligns with their pain point, they're going to click. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is so good because, as you ladies know, and I really don't mean to be aloof in this area, but the Facebook and me, I'm like, you know, I just don't go out there very often. But I know it's an area that I have to, quote unquote, get better at being on. And when you say consistent, that is an area of developmental opportunity for me. I'm consistently on this Zoom, you know. I mean, I do have some consistencies in my life, but then there are other things that I just don't have the consistency in that I am working on getting that developmental thing. But you are so right. And that's part of that also comes into, you know, when we're marketing things, just in a one-on-one situation, a lot of times, you know, we tell somebody about something once and they're like, oh, I'm not interested. But then we never go back. And they say, no, most people buy on the 5th to the 12th exposure.
Well, and sad to say that there was a time that people would say, you know, you had to see it at least 9 times before you bought. And that was before social media. Mm-hmm. Now with social media, it's a lot more times they have to see it because they're seeing so much. Mm-hmm. But my other point that I made was that when your message finally meets their pain point, they'll click. And that's exactly what happened, Estella, with your condition. You probably would not have clicked on that 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. But you clicked on it now because now, see, it resonates with you. It's information you need today. You didn't need that information 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. But you now are interested in that information. So now you're going to click on it. And what if that person started their message 3 years ago, but they didn't hang in there long enough for Estella to even need to know their information? Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying in all of this is that you have to drill down deep into your soul and find out what is your calling? What is your passion? What is your message? Once you know what that is, it doesn't matter who clicks on it or who doesn't.
Mm.
It doesn't matter. Because that's your calling, that's your passion, that's your message. And now your job is to just consistently put it out there in a way that's non-obtrusive, that someone will feel comfortable to click on it. When I talk about passive income in real estate, I understand that at some point somebody could click all around Google and go, oh, you know, I don't know what I don't know. I don't know what questions to ask her. So I'm not going to click yet. So I have to keep breaking it down very simple at the front end so that folks don't have a fear of connecting with me, that they're going to feel like that they don't know, they're too stupid. And I've had people even say that, oh, you're way over my head, Kathy. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, I was just figuring out how to put a paragraph in a lease just this weekend because I had this new midterm lease and I'm thinking, I don't know anything about midterm. What goes in the lease? I had to do my homework and my research just to figure out what to put into that lease this weekend. And you know what? I knew I wasn't going to get it perfect. And here's the joy of where we are in this. I knew I wasn't going to get it perfect. I know that as this tenant moves on and other midterm tenants, I'll end up changing that lease. And I'll go, oh, I forgot to put this in the last one. I need to put it in this one. And I'll perfect it over time. And there was a time in my life that I felt it had to be perfect before I could launch it to begin with. And now I'm like, I'm going to launch it and perfect it as I go. Because there's no way I know everything I want to put. I don't know until something comes up. Like, oh, forgot to put that in there. Well, gee, I guess I'll take my lumps this time around and I'll put it in for the next tenant. And that's how it works. And so that's why we have to start, be consistent, but you've got to back up and know your passion and know what your message is. Once you know that, then it doesn't matter who clicks and who doesn't. It doesn't matter. You're not going to be counting your pennies, how many people are paying and how many people are not paying. You're just going to serve, because serving is selling. And we've already talked about that. You're just going to serve. You're going to show up and you're going to serve. And what's going to happen is when folks, when you hit your message in line with their pain point, they're going to buy. You don't have to twist their arm to buy. It's like me. I hate to go to a car lot and buy a car, but if my car isn't running, I'll probably buy a car before 5 o'clock today because I'm not going to be without a car. And so, you know, a sales rep can hit my pain point real easy with a new car if I desperately need a car. And I lease every 2 years. And so when my car starts, because mechanics will talk to you, when my car starts talking to me, you know, I can tell the brake pads are starting to need replaced and this is starting to need done and that's starting to need done. It's like, okay, time to trade this one in and get another one. And so at that point, salesman doesn't have to sell me. I'm ready to buy because I already know what I need and I'm out looking to buy it. And so that is where your audience will get to at some point. And so you just have to have the content out there. If I don't know any car dealers, how am I going to buy a car from them? If they've never advertised or never said anything, and of course they do really well, they position themselves along the main thoroughfares. And so like where I live here, I drive past Reichert, you know, every time I go into Columbus. And I know any given time, you know, whether you like Reichert or not, I know any given time I could go into Reichert and drive a new car off the lot any given day, because he makes it so available and so easy. It's real easy for somebody to buy. Okay. So that's what I'm saying about us is once we know our message, we need to start making it easy. So what are your thoughts on different ways to have a free way for folks to connect? Let's name some free ways. My favorite one is I have a Strategy Connect call. Okay. Have any of you actually clicked through on a Strategy Connect call with anyone before? That one could be a little scary, especially if you don't know the person. You know, so if you're brand new and you don't know, like, and trust them and know their content and know their heart, that might be a little scary because you might think, oh, I'm going to call and I'm going to get somebody that's going to really twist my arm and try to sell me something. It's like those, what is it when you go on vacation and they try to sell you a timeshare? Has anybody sat through a timeshare presentation? Yeah, well, a lot of people think if I call Kathy and I don't know her, wonder if I get into this thing where I'm not strong enough to say no, and she twists me into, you know, giving her my credit card for $1,500 or something. And so they might think, I'm not going to call her because I don't know her. They have to get to know, like, and trust you. And that's where your content comes in. But folks that know me, they're like, can I do more than one of these? I really want to talk to you again. And then that's where I'm like, well, let me steer you to one of our masterminds. See, so then I can steer them over to a mastermind. And I've got my board here in front of me, and I've added 14 people this week into my masterminds. And that's just through my free strategy calls. And then they're like, well, you know, I'm interested in this topic or that topic. And I'm like, okay, well, there's a course on that. But before you buy the course, we do have a mastermind. It's only $25 a month and you get the course included. And they're like, well, I'm doing that. And so I've added 14 to my masterminds just this past week. So it works, you know, that's how the funnel works. Debbie, did you have a question?
Well, when you just described that to me, it's like helping someone create the feeling that they know, like, and trust you because you're offering them free before they buy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't do that. Well, many people don't do that. I mean, really, when you think about it. So, you know, that's really an interest, a very interesting angle to use, because then it really does, like I said, know, like, and trust you right off the bat.
Well, and part of my strategy on this Strategy Connect call with me was once they start describing to me where they are in life, if they're really underwater financially, you know, I even feel bad at $25 a month. I might tell them, just connect to the free stuff, you know, just join all the free stuff. And then let's revisit that down the road, you know, right. Just join the free stuff. So I do a free meetup in every lane. Again, that's the second thing. My first one is a Strategy Connect call. The second one is a free meetup. So I do free meetups. And again, that's kind of at the top of my funnel. And
well,
so,
you know, and yesterday I clicked on your, what is the link tree?
Yes.
And that was fascinating to see the way it's set up, where that's a no-brainer on how to reach you or to see what you're doing. And so I've got that on my list to create, because I mean, when somebody says, well, how can I reach out to you? You can give them the link tree, like you said.
Right.
And now that I've seen it, it's very easy.
And it gives you an idea of who I am and what I'm about.
Right. Yeah.
It's different than just saying, here's my email or here's my website. And people oftentimes won't click on a website, but if you give them the link tree, a lot of times they, out of curiosity, they'll click on the link tree because, again, they feel like there's no pressure there that right. they can
yeah.
get. And the way I have mine spelled out, laid out, it allows my viewers to kind of get to know what I'm about, because it tells everything that I'm doing, and there's kind of a sequence to it. There's an order to it.
Yes. Yes.
Can you show that to us?
Mm-hmm. I can, if I can find it here real quick.
Well, while you're doing that, I have a question.
Okay.
You actually have two different calendars. There's your personal one, but then the one that we see with your classes, your times and everything, that's another one, correct?
Well, the way it is on my calendars, let me find my link tree here next. See if it'll pop up. It pops up on my other computer. It may not pop up on this one. Nope, it's not going to. I'll have to sign in. I'm at a disadvantage because I'm not on the computer I normally use, and I don't see my sign in. Well, let me see. Where's an easy way to get to my link tree on here?
Go to one of your emails that you send out, and it has the link at the bottom.
Yeah, and again, I don't have my email signed in. I'm trying to, there's nothing signed into this computer except, this one's just sign up for free. I don't see where it gives me a sign in. I don't have anything on this computer except the Zoom calls.
Well, here, I can pull one up.
Okay. I'm going to stop sharing, and I will go in and let it where you can share.
So I've not heard of Linktree before.
It's just an app. It's a free app.
Mm-hmm. And what does it allow you to do?
It's just a way that people can link with you. Debbie, I click the share screen. Let me see if it took. Yes, you can share.
Okay, that didn't work.
Yeah, it's there. Scroll down.
Scroll down.
Yeah, scroll down a little bit.
Oh, it's over on this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Scroll up just a bit, and there
here's
it is.
The link tree that she's got in her email. Can you all see that?
Yeah, go a little slow. I want to see what all it says.
It's just a series of links, and Linktree allows you to kind of customize it. And because I teach how to have a heart-centered business, I decided to use a heart in front of each of my categories. And then I just create a link for each thing that I'm doing that I, it's kind of a shortcut, if you will.
Right.
And so you can click on any of those and it'll take you right to that section of my website.
Well, so like I clicked on need a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And
because of you having the Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, you need speakers. So you're going to click right. on speaker to see who you can get as a speaker.
Yeah.
It's loading. It's trying. Here it comes.
There it is. I guess I have too many things open.
Your computer's like mine. It. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Well.
It's trying to load.
Yeah.
But anyway, it takes it right back to my website. And it's Debbie's whole thing hasn't loaded there. When it comes up in the website, it's a very nice presentation in the website.
Yeah. It looks totally different.
Yeah. And this, the whole thing hasn't loaded. Maybe try something a little smaller on the link tree. A file.
Here. Come on. There we go. I find that I have to use Edge in order to have things go through.
Yeah.
And so here's this.
Here's the link tree. And just try clicking on the complimentary 30-minute Connect strategy session. You notice that's at the very top of my link tree. And when you click on that, it goes straight to my Calendly. And right. there it shows I still have those available dates, the ones that are kind of
this highlighted. In the circle.
Yeah, those are all the available dates. And whoever clicks on one of those can then schedule the call. And as you can see, several of my days are already booked. I'm getting complimentary calls all the time. Debbie's going to try the speakers again. There it is.
See?
So that's what it looks like.
You go down and it has Kathy. Brandon's been on the newbie bloggers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
so Debbie can pick anyone she wants off of there and connect directly with them and book them to be a guest on her podcast.
There's Sherry. And there's myself. Debbie. And then Ruth.
Yeah.
And Sally.
And I'm missing.
Everything's there. Everything. Yeah.
So anyone that wants to, if you go back to the link tree one more time. And then go to where it says join our speakers cabinet right above it. When you click on that, if you want to be a part of the speakers cabinet, and then you can scroll down and you can see the three options. See, that's a free option. And then there's an expert level and a master level, and you can join and be a part of the speakers cabinet.
Okay, thank you.
And you have on all of your links, schedule your free strategy session.
Yes.
They're on everything. So, you know, you can't miss it.
So no matter where folks are in the process, if they go, oh, I just need to talk to Kathy, I don't quite get this, or I wonder what she wants me to put there, or I wonder what I should do here, at any time they can schedule a strategy session with me.
Right. So, exactly. Anyhow,
that's what Linktree is. It's just a series of links. It's just a fast way. When I meet somebody now for the first time and they say to me, you know, how can I connect with you? I text them my Linktree.
Never heard of it.
And it's free.
I've never heard of it. It's just amazing.
So this is your calendar for your events, mm-hmm. but that's not showing your personal stuff, right?
Correct. This is just my masterminds and courses for my online academy and for my coaching. It does not have any of my personal stuff on there.
Okay.
And you could, okay. And that's your Google Calendar, right?
That's my Google Calendar. And what I did is I created a personal Google Calendar, and then I created this Simply Start calendar of events. And I put all my personal stuff on my personal calendar. And then I put all of my business stuff that I'm selling over here on this Simply Start calendar of events. And then when I put it over into my website had an embed plugin. It's called an embed plugin. And so I can embed anything in that embed plugin. I can embed a video, I can embed a calendar, I can embed a picture, anything I want to embed there, and it shows up. So I actually put that embed plugin on a calendar page, and then I put my Google Simply Start calendar of events over into that plugin, and then it actually opens up and shows. It's not a link, it actually shows the calendar. When you embed something, it'll show it instead of just a link to it.
What are you embedding it into?
Into my website.
Okay.
And I've embedded it two places. I've embedded it here on this page, but if you go to the little hamburger there at the top, Debbie, the little three lines, and click there and go to my homepage. And that's where everybody would go if they just went to kathybinner.com. When you scroll all the way down my homepage, I've embedded the calendar there as well. So you'll scroll.
That's cool.
Yes. So when you scroll past all of my, these are all my freebies, my courses, my masterminds. When you scroll past all that, then you get to my private coaching, one-on-one coaching. And then when you scroll past that, there's our free trips. We're doing our first free trip. We're seeing, we're going to South Florida to, you can X out of that. There's where I'm getting everybody's emails addresses, a little pop-up. And then when you scroll on down past the free trip, we're going to go hear Ruth speak down in South Florida on June 25. That's our first trip. And the link is there right at the bottom under the sailboat pictures. You can see the link where it says, join us in South Florida. And that's our current tribe trip. But when you scroll down past that, it tells a little bit about me. And then it's got my ebook, and then it has the speakers. And then there's the calendar right on the homepage. And then it goes into my podcast and blogs and all of my marketing that I'm doing, so that folks get to know, like, and trust me more. So anyway, perfect. So anyhow, Debbie, you can stop sharing. So that is a Connect strategy call, a free meetup. And the link tree is just a way to get folks over to what you're doing.
Did I click on the right one?
Nope. You have to stop share there somewhere.
Oh, stop share. Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Okay, so your Connect strategies, I've got free meetup and the link tree. Is that the other one?
The link tree is not an offer. The link tree is just a way to get them to your offers.
Okay.
The link tree is just, if somebody goes, how do I connect with you? You can say, well, visit my website. Yeah. But by the time they go around and look all through your website, are they really going to click? They might go, well, I'll come back and visit it later. But when you can text them that link tree, they have a tendency to click more and check things out. And you're just linking them back to the website.
Kathy, I just put your link.
Yep, thank you
in the chat window.
Yep, thank you for that, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, you can go to Linktree, open one up for free, and that way you can put all of your links in there to whatever it is that you're doing, whatever your special thing is. So here's how I like to use it as well. Clubhouse is a good top of the funnel, a clubhouse room. Okay. And let me share how that works. And Ruth and I, we've been on Clubhouse, and Debbie, you've been over there on Clubhouse. Once you get onto Clubhouse, folks will get to come in and listen to you talk, and you get the opportunity to share your message, whatever your passion and your message is. And then folks get to know, like, and trust you because they've heard your voice. And if you're consistent, and Ruth and I, we show up every morning in Wendy's room. And then what Wendy does is she puts her link tree at the top of her Clubhouse room. It allows you to tag, if you will, a link up there. So Wendy's been putting her link up there. And of course, that's where Ruth and I clicked through this morning to do her Friday event. We just clicked on her link tree, which is the top of her clubhouse room. Well, then at 10 o'clock, I had my clubhouse room, which is the Freestyle Living Tribe. And all you gals are welcome to have a room there in my clubhouse tribe. You're welcome to do that.
And so, and can you put can you put that in the chat?
The clubhouse?
Yeah, whatever your link is to your clubhouse.
It's on the calendar at kathybenner.com.
Gotcha.
Monday at 10 o'clock, the link is right there on the calendar. I try to make it real easy. And the email that I send out to you every weekend has my calendar link and my Linktree link. And you can get to all of my stuff right there.
Okay.
So anyhow, the clubhouse is right there. And so this morning, because I was hosting and Ruth was my co-mod, I asked her to post her link at the top of the clubhouse. And she was able to advertise her link, which is a 5-day challenge. And that is the next thing I want to talk about as a free offer. And I just did Kathy Mila's 5-day challenge here a couple of weeks ago. And I think Ruth, you were in Kathy Mila's 5-day challenge. And a 5-day challenge is a great way for folks to get to know, like, and trust you. If you design the challenge correctly, and all you have to do is have what I'm going to call it a landing page, which is your funnel, and you're going to post that link. And Ruth has a great one coming up. So Ruth, please feel free to post your link in the chat for the gals to take a look at as well. And so once Ruth does that, I'll give her a chance to, I'm sure she's got it somewhere where she can copy and paste it. And I encourage Ruth to put that on a link tree along with her other offerings. Even if she wants to put the link to her 5-day challenge at the top of her link tree, because that's coming up soon, she can still have other ways to connect with her. If they don't want to do the 5-day challenge, they could connect with her and download a free ebook or listen to maybe, you know, some podcasting she's done or whatever she wants to put on her link tree. She can, and again, it's whatever it is so that folks get to know, like, and trust you. It's just a process. So Ruth, talk to us about the 5-day challenge. Give us kind of pull the curtain back and give us a little bit of behind the scenes on you putting that together.
Okay. I'm actually working with Brendan and Wendy and Polina. So it's not something I am comfortable doing yet on my own. In fact, Brendan was the one behind it that did the landing page and all of that. But yes, it's really good. It's just a process of figuring out, you know, well, first of all, like Kathy was saying, you've got to figure out what your sweet spot is. And I was kind of new mine. I knew I wanted to help people develop themselves and not be stuck in where they were, both personally and professionally. But through this process, I've zeroed in that relationships is where I want to go. And I do have a lot of experience with professional relationships because of HR. Estelle would relate to that one. Mm-hmm. And then also personally, in different areas, just because I've lived so long, you know, and stuff like that. But so that's figuring out that was key. And then figuring out what you wanted to do each day. And once I started that process, it just flowed. It just made sense. Like this day, we're going to focus on this. This day, we're going to focus on this. This day, we're going to focus on this, you know, and so forth. And yeah, there's a workbook that we created to go along with it. And then, yes, you always, in a 5-day, you say, this is an opportunity to go further with me. And you go with that.
So Ruth is actually using it as a funnel. She's putting out the link to join her 5-day challenge. When you join mm-hmm. the 5-day challenge, you go in with the understanding that for an extra fee, am I correct? You can have a VIP.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get the workbook, you get the recordings, you get some benefits, some extra benefits with the VIP ticket. But basically it's free. And so folks that don't want to to click on through to the VIP, they can do the whole 5 days with Ruth and learn what she's about. And she's going to bring tons of value. And so at the end of 5 days, her client base that's tapped in, they're going to walk away feeling like, wow, they learned so much. And they really are going to like Ruth at that point. They're going to know, they're going to trust her, they're going to like her. And so now, how much easier after they've spent 5 days with her, how much easier is it going to be that they're going to say, yes, I want to go deeper. I'm willing to spend the money because she's just serving. She, remember, serving is selling. She's just serving this group of folks that tap in. She's not holding back. She's just going to pour out, as Carrie likes to say, she's going to show up, filled up, and just pour out to this group. And she's going to feel good about it. And at the end of the day, at the end of her 5-day challenge, on one hand, it really doesn't matter who goes deeper with her at that point. On the other hand, it does. But it's just, she's, because this is her passion, this is her calling, and she knows it, she's going to know that she helped move someone forward in their journey. And that is going to be sufficient enough at that point. And she doesn't have to worry about the money, because if she then becomes consistent and just continues to serve, the money is going to come. Just like me. I started my journey in 2017, at the end of 2017, when I retired from the salon business. So all of 18, all of 19, all of 20, all of 21, and now we're into 22. I'm in my fifth year, and just, I had 14 people sign up, and I didn't even know they were following me. Mm-hmm. Now, let me just give you a little hint. At 14 people, I'm going to show you one more thing here. 14 people times $25 a month membership. Okay, that's $350 a month. Times 12 months, that's $4,200. And how many of those do you have to replace an actual income from a job that you might be punching a time clock? You see where I'm going with that?
You look so different without glasses. On your website, Ruth.
I had to do that because I kept getting reflection.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So my point is that if Ruth just continues and is consistent and just hangs in there and consistently serves, the money's going to come. Money's going to come. In one week, I gave myself a $4,000 a year raise just in 1 week. And I didn't do anything other than I'm just showing up.
Well, and what you've told us multiple times, Kathy, is that once we get clear on what our mission is, what our calling is, our tribe will find us.
Yes, your tribe will find you.
Yes, yes.
All right. I hope this has been inspirational. I hope you've gained something and have made a decision to take the next step. But you need to decide what you want your free offer to be. And it doesn't have to be any of the things we talked about. It could be an ebook. It could be a PDF that somebody could download. It could be a free meetup. It could be a strategy call. It could be a 5-day free challenge. It could be a one afternoon masterclass. It doesn't have to be anything huge that you have to. It could be so many different things that folks can simply get to know, like, and trust you, so that they hear your message, they hear your passion. And again, like Ruth said, and like I've always said, your tribe will find you and they'll follow you, but you may not know it. They may be following you, you know, in the shadows, and you may not know it for a couple of years. And then when your message, because your message isn't changing, what's going to change is their pain point. Mm-hmm. And it's just like Estella, she would not have clicked 3 years ago, but now that she wants more information, she's ready to click because her pain point aligned with that message. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So don't think that you have to keep changing your message. You don't have to change your message. I'll get a little spiritual on you here. If God has put a message in your heart, the tribe is already out there. they're just not ready for you yet. Mm-hmm. And you're not ready for them yet. So keep perfecting your message. If he's put that message on your heart, it's already needed, or it wouldn't be on your heart to begin with. It's already needed.
I want to add to that just a little bit because of my experience. I thought I was ready a couple years ago. And then God took all last year to say, we have more work to do on you, Ruth. And then you're ready.
But you had to keep going down that path.
Right.
You had to keep moving forward mm-hmm. and putting one foot in front of the other mm-hmm. so that you knew which direction to go. And sure. and that is, and again, my analogy where I decided, there's a need for midterm rentals in Columbus, Ohio. I decided I was going to buy this condo and make it a midterm rental. I didn't have a clue how to do that. I'd had short-term here in the house. I had long-term. I didn't have a clue how to do midterm. I still don't know where I'm going to advertise it, but I bought it and it came with a renter. So I was like, okay, I don't have to do anything right now because it already has a long-term renter in there. So saved by the bell, I don't have to figure it out. And so then she gave me notice that because I kind of knew when I bought it, she said she wanted to move south, but then she said, oh, it'll be a while. And I'm like, phew. Well, then I got a notice and she said, I found the house I want in the Carolinas and I'm moving. And I'm like, oh, now I have to figure this out because I said I would, you know, mm-hmm. I thought, well, I'm a conservative risk taker. So I thought, well, I could always long-term rent it again, but that's not what was in my heart. I wanted to do the midterm rentals. I just didn't know how. And so I said, okay, well, I knew the first thing is I had to have it furnished. So I had to go with what I know. So I knew I had to have it furnished. So I said to her, I said, what are you going to do with all your furniture? Her furniture was very beautiful, by the way. And she said, I'll probably sell it because she said it'll cost me more to move it that far than to just rebuy. And I said, what do you want for it? And she said, oh, I don't know. She goes, let me make a list and I'll send it over to you. So she did. I bought her entire one bedroom unit full of furniture for $1,500. I couldn't buy a living room suit for $1,500. We're talking a sectional, we're talking kitchen table, we're talking queen size bed, chest of drawers, we're talking end tables, coffee tables, everything. And she left the curtains and the pictures and everything for $1,500. Oh, and a 58 inch smart TV and an entertainment center with a fireplace in it. All of that, $1,500.
The TV alone costs that.
I know. So, and all of this was like less than 24 months old. She'd only lived there for 2 years. And so to me, I have tons of stuff older than that. As a matter of fact, I don't know that I have anything newer than 24 months. All my stuff is old. And so I'm thinking this is like new. And it looked new. I mean, it was just her, single girl. She didn't have kids. She didn't have pets. It all looked new. She wasn't hard on it. So anyhow, I got it all for 15. She moved out at 3 o'clock on Saturday. No, 4 o'clock on Saturday. And my midterm renter moved in at 3 o'clock on Sunday. Less than 24 hours, I had it rented to a midterm renter. And I had no idea what I was doing when I started. I showed it one time. The girl took one step inside the door and said, I'll take it. And she gave me, guess what? $1,500 in cash, which I then gave to this girl for her furniture. How does that happen? Estella, what's your question?
I don't have a question. I heard you say something earlier.
Okay.
And you're always giving to us. So I seize an opportunity to give to you and to everyone else as well. You mentioned that you were preparing your lease and you know, you're just crafting it as you go along. Mm-hmm. If you have the Legal Shield plan with the business arm to it, stop wasting your time. Send it to your attorney and say, okay, this is what I want to do. It will save you hours of
good
time.
Good to know. Because I have that. So good to know.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, that's part of your membership. People anyway, I can get on my soapbox. We help people in their personal lives and their business lives, and we do it for pennies on the dollar of what a regular attorney charges.
Okay, you see how important her message is. So she needs to start being out there consistently, even if you did like Debbie's favorite minute with Maxwell, if you just did a little snippet video every day, mm-hmm. if you just did a did you know segment, did you know?
I like that. Legal I like shield, that.
Blah, 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 blah. If every day, if you just went on and said, did you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because one of the things I'm changing my message in terms of helping small businesses is, you know, most of the time when people think of attorneys, they think of, I need someone to help me fight. You know, that's how they look at attorneys, is to defend them or whatnot. But really and truly, they're there to help you build, mm-hmm. not fight. And so that, you know, when I hear you and I'm like, you got other things you need to be doing besides, you know, creating a document that they can, you know, you can tell them what you want, what you've got so far, and let them say, I don't, you know, what am I missing here? And let them do that for you.
That's a perfect idea. Thank you so much for that, Estella. And
you're welcome.
But you understand, you can see where I'm living in my passion. I'm following my gut. I'm doing what I feel my calling is. And you see how things just kind of unfold exactly the way they're supposed to be. So I know, and this gal, she threw her arms around me and gave me a hug. She said, I have been looking, and she said, and you are so nice, and this is the best place. She says, I feel it was meant to be. And one last thing, and this, we had to laugh about this one. I knew that whatever my tenant took with her when she moved out, I would have to replace for this gal moving in, because a short term or a midterm comes fully furnished, because they're coming in from out of town, and you know, they're usually flying in, so they don't want to haul a bunch of stuff from home. They're not going to be bringing bedding and pots and pans and can openers and shower curtains, and you know, they are wanting all of that to be there. So Mark and I knew that we had to do a store run before the girl showed up on Sunday. So once we got the key back from the girl on Saturday, we made a list while we were there. Here's the things that she packed up that we have to replace. And one was a shower curtain. So we run to the store. I found the shower curtain. I had two colors I wanted to tie in together. And I, you know, and I'm at Walmart, so you get like, you know, five options. And the one had the two colors I needed, so I grabbed it. And it wasn't too busy. I don't like things really loud and busy. And so this one wasn't too busy. It was perfect. So we get over there and I told Mark, I said, now I can get everything opened up on the countertops and all of that. You know, we had a can opener, we had a toaster, we had, you know, a set of pots and pans. I said, can you hang the shower curtain for me? Because I'm not sure I can reach it without having a little step stool. And he goes, okay. So he goes in to hang the shower curtain, and I hadn't really seen it up yet. And all of a sudden I hear that, and the girl shows up to, you know, to move in, to get her key. And she was like, oh my goodness. And I'm thinking, what is she doing? So I look around the corner and she's looking at Mark putting up the shower curtain. And I said, is everything okay? And she said, that shower curtain is the exact same pattern as my comforter set and shower at home in my master suite. And I said, no way. And she actually pulled out her phone and showed me. And she said, yeah, it's the exact same theme. She said, I can't believe, she said, that when I get here, you're decorating in the exact same theme, she said, that I decorated in at home. And she said, and this is going to be my temporary home on this job. She's called in as a traveling nurse, so she's only here for about 26 weeks. And she said, I can't believe that you're decorating the exact same. So again, those things happen, and I can't help but share that the universe will align when you follow the path, when you follow your passion and you're authentic and you let things unfold the way they're supposed to. You may or may not be, I am amazed at how many things just come to pass like that. You just know it's meant to be.
Definitely.
All right. Any last comments? this has been a great conversation. I hope I've inspired you to move forward.
There she comes.
Oh, I apologize.
No. Any last comments? We are a little over. It's a little past one. And I just was going around to see if there was any last comments or questions. Again, we talked about strategy calls, free meetups, getting on Clubhouse, 5-day challenge. Add to that list can be eBooks, PDFs, any number of ways to capture an email address so that you can start building that email list and then start dropping those nuggets. Now, Debbie's listening to Minute with Maxwell. That's an everyday thing. I choose to drop my email out once a week because my inbox is so packed and I have so many different lanes that I could see where that would be overwhelming if I was constantly sending emails out on all these different lanes to all these different people.
Yes.
And so I just send my email out once a week. So that people.
That would be more me, Kathy. once a week. I could be consistent with that.
Yes, but you need to be consistent. That's the key, is you need to be consistent. And when you have a small email list is when it's time to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I have, oh gosh, last count. In my on Meetup, I send out to Build a Better Business to 3,416. My Happy House Hunters is 548. My Rise is 267. The Writers, the Ohio Writers Guild is 328. The Ins and Outs is 612. The blogging is 305. I just created all of these from scratch. The Fit as a Fiddle is 228 and the Everyone Communicates Few Connect is 110. Now that's just on the Meetup. On Facebook, the numbers are like 482, 747, 210, 629, 326, 307. They're all big numbers. When you add all of that together, it's close to 5,000.
Are you sending individual emails? No, I don't. When I say individual, I mean like a separate email for each group, or are you like one email and then you're sending it across the platforms?
Yes, yeah. One email across the platforms, because it would get too time consuming to write that many emails.
Okay.
And a lot of folks, there's some overlap, like folks that are in the Build a Better Business are also in the bloggers, and folks that are in the Happy House Hunters long-term rentals are also in the ins and outs of opening a short-term rental. And some of the writers group is also in the blogging group. And so there is some overlap there. And so I say that at the top of my email, that if you're getting more than one copy of this, it could be that you're in more than one of the groups over in Meetup.
Okay. That's great. Okay.
But that I'm only going to send one a week so that I don't, you know, like explode everybody's inboxes.
I hate it. I really do. I know people say you got to be out there, but I'm telling you, I get so many emails. It's ridiculous. And I know I can cut some out, but you know, like the one, if I would have cut out the one, then there would have been two of them I would have missed that I want, you know, so.
Well, and again, that's just it. A lot of times when you're sending out value and folks know that there's value in it, they'll maybe erase it, but not unsubscribe to it. But they'll maybe just erase it out of their inbox thinking, well, I don't have time this week for that, so I'm going to erase it to loosen up my box. But they don't necessarily unsubscribe because they're thinking, well, in the future, if I have time, I'm going to tap on that. I'm going to click on that.
Right.
And that's what you want to do, is you want to add enough value that even if they erase you for a year or two, they don't unsubscribe. And I send out my email through Meetup, and then I send it out through the Academy, my online Academy, for folks that actually are registered in the Academy. And so some of those folks may get two of the same because they might be in the Academy and also over on the Meetup group as a member. So they might get two of the same email, but then I say, if you get two, it's because you're a part of more than one group. And, but I'm only going to send out one a week. I haven't, since I started doing that, I have not had anybody unsubscribe.
Wow. Well, I can see why, Kathy, because you are bringing substance and making a difference with what you have to say. I can definitely see that.
Well, I can't wait to see what you gals are going to choose to be your freebie to get folks to tap in with your products and services. So this month is all about, what is your free offer? What is at the top of your funnel? What is it that you want folks to connect with you? Where can you show up and bring value and make it consistent and have folks start to tap in? Because next month, we're going to start talking about your mid-level offer. Then the month after that, we're going to talk about your bread and butter offer, the one that's making you the most money. And then after that, we're going to talk about your grand finale offer, what makes you want to go out and celebrate if somebody buys that one. So
I'm just having I'm going to work on it. I'm going to come up with something. But I again, for me, it's okay. So if I put that offer out there, then I've got to come up with another offer. Is that right?
You're going to have a series of four.
Okay.
Your first base is going to be your freebie. That's what we're talking about today. No risk to the buyer. It's just a way that they can connect with you, but they get value out of it. Your mid-level offer is where they can buy something, but it's not very expensive. And they're willing to do that after they get to know, like, and trust you, because they're thinking, well, even if this is a flop, it was only $47 or whatever that mid-level is. It's whatever you decide you want to do as a mid-level. Then your bread and butter, that should be the one, your third base offer, that should be the one that is your bread and butter. That's the one that you make the most money on. I used to tell the girls back in the salon business, when the nail techs, I say, don't ever give away balances, because that's your bread and butter, doing those acrylic balances, because those customers have to come week after week after week after week and get their nails balanced. And I said, you can give away a free set, because if you give away a free set, that free set now has to come and get balanced. You know, so give away the free, give away free sets all day long, because you're building your client base by giving away the free sets, because the bread and butter is the balances. So decide what your bread and butter is. My bread and butter is my masterminds. So I don't want to give away the mastermind. I can give away a course, a one-time course, and then that'll make them want to join the mastermind. But I don't want to give away the mastermind, because that's the bread and butter. So decide what your bread and butter is, and that's going to be your third base offer. So your first base is your freebie. Your second base is something that they can tap in a little deeper, but still not a big risk to them. Third base is your bread and butter. And then your home run, your back to the home plate, that is your big one. Mine is my trips. That's the one that if somebody signs up to go on one of my trips, I'm ready to go out and celebrate.
So I'm like, what is, I can go put some information out there about wills or identity theft or something that they wouldn't normally, you know, necessarily have access to. I don't know what would be a one-time, you know, like no risk, because I only offer like a Legal Shield or an ID Shield membership.
Which one is your bread and butter? What is it that makes you the most money?
Small business, helping small business have a legal plan.
Okay. Purchasing what? The legal plan for small business.
For a small business. Correct.
Okay. I would think that would be your third base offer. That would be your bread and butter. And your home run would be when they wanted to sign up with you to also be a
representative. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So offer them the low value. Well, it's not really low value, it's high value, but anyway, low dollar value, which is like the $29.95 a month for okay.
But engineer it backwards. Decide what, you know, the grand finale is if somebody's going to sign on and be one of your team members.
Mm-hmm.
That's your home run. So then them signing up, if you could sign up all these businesses all day long, that's what makes you money. Of them just paying month after month after month after month, that becomes passive income to you. So that's your home run. So then back up one more. And what could you offer them that they would have to pay for, but wouldn't quite be the home run yet? And that might be the hardest one for you to decide what to put there. And then back up even more. And what is the free? What is going to get them in the door? What's going to get them to start noticing you?
Okay.
Kind of engineer it backward. That's why I wanted to go through and share the different, you know, the four bases, if you will, because sometimes we have to start with the end in mind and come backwards to know what we want to put in each one of those spots.
That's good. That's good. Thank you.
Debbie, how about you?
She's about in the same position I am, although she has other things that she's doing also.
Well, by doing this today, it reinforces what I finally did over the weekend. And that was, I read the Hero's Journey.
Ah.
And I got to tell you, it put a lot of things in perspective. It took the challenge and made it easier. And it actually gave me a roadmap of the stumbling blocks I was already having. And it was amazing. And yesterday I house sat for my daughter, well, Saturday and Sunday. And I took with me my book, everything that I've put together. And, you know, I put it together after I read the Hero's Journey. And I go, oh my gosh, here's this one, here's this one. And it was like, it's given me the roadmap I've needed. And because when you're putting things together, you could become overwhelmed. Like, where do I start? Mm-hmm. Where does this fit? Blah, blah. So it really was amazing what it did for me. But yet, the Hero's Journey, you can use it in so many aspects of what you're doing, like with Melaleuca, with my blogging. Mm-hmm. And Estelle, if you have not read it, you need to read it. It's Sherry put it up. And if you need a copy of it, I'll email it to you.
Please do that. I'm sitting here now on my other computer saying, where is this? You know, if you could do that, I would greatly appreciate it.
It's basically an article.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Kathy.
Let me tell you this. If you go to my Work With Me page on my website, kathybenner.com, Work With Me, I have the prompts to fill in to create your hero's journey. If you take just the prompt, and then see my answer, just take the prompt and put your answer in there.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as build your story?
Yes.
Okay.
And so you're just gonna go through that and put your answers in the prompts. And what I did once I completed it, I copy and pasted the whole thing right into my Work With Me. I left the prompts in there. Now, let me share with you what that means. Your hero's journey, if you do it according to the prompts that I did in my Work With Me page, it's a perfect short story because it has the conflict and the win and then the conflict again and then the final, you know, aha moments. And it's all the points that you write when you're writing a book or writing a short story. It's got the conflict. It's got the guide. It's got everything that makes a great story. And I go back all the time about Disney, you know, once upon a time, but then and now. And it does that automatically by you just answering the prompts. Now, I'm co-author in a book project, and we each have to write a chapter. The first thing my publisher said to me is she said, I want everyone's chapter. Are you ready for this? You gals aren't going to believe this. I want everyone's, remember I said the universe just lines up. She said, I want everyone's chapter to be their hero's journey. Guess what I did? I copy and pasted my Work With Me page and she goes, oh my God, Kathy, you're off to such a great start. I'm like, who knew? So anyway, on my Work With Me page, I just made two or three bullet points under each prompt. And so now to turn it into my chapter, I remove the prompts. I remove the bullet points. I put that exact same story in paragraph form. And now I'm going to go back and I'm going to, because I ended up, don't quote me, I have to have like 3,500, between 3,000 and 3,500 words. And I'm at like at 2,279. So I'm short, but that's okay. Because remember, I just took the prompts and the bullet points and put it over into a word counter. You know, I copy and pasted it. There's word counters online. And it told me I had 2,279 words and I need a minimum of 3,000. I went and I took out all of the prompts. I took out all the bullet points. I turned it into paragraph form. And now I'm just going to embellish each paragraph with another sentence or two. And I will be done with my chapter.
Estella, I just emailed you that
bless you
article. Okay. And Kathy, I did not realize how, and you're right. And that's what I used for the first time you interviewed me. And that is amazing. That is amazing. I did not realize that.
Mm-hmm. Send me that article too, Debbie.
Okay, no problem.
That'd be a great one to put into the mastermind, you know, notes for folks.
It's very easy to understand.
Yeah.
I mean, perfect. You know, sometimes you can get some and it's like, whoa, way over my head.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. I think we've covered a lot of territory today.
Yes, we have.
Oh, yes, we did. Yes, we did. And I got to give you something for a change.
Yes, you did.
Yes. Perfect.
Give you some time back. Let them do the work for you.
Perfect. Perfect. I appreciate that. Perfect.
Okay.
I love it.
Kathy, I just sent it to you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you being on. Ruth had to jump off. Again, Sherry couldn't be here because she is still struggling with whatever she had done with her tooth. I get that. I've got some dental work that I just came through and I've got more to come. Nothing major, but I hate going to the dentist. It's just my thing, you know.
Yeah, I got
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Kathy, for everything today.
All right, thank you. Good. And I'm glad to know about the 10 o'clock on Monday, because I had a major conflict with the 10 o'clock before, but they just changed that one meeting to 11 o'clock, which is, I mean, it's critical for my building my knowledge in my business. So now from time to time, I will be able to join the 10 o'clock on Monday. Where do I go?
Just kathybinner.com and go to the calendar.
Got you.
You can either scroll down the homepage or click on the
menu. I've got you.
Calendar pages. I put everything on the calendar. And if anything changes, I change it there. So the calendar will always be the correct version.
Cool. Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay.
Bye.